All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is Monday morning just like that. Spotty showers, not a total washout. Should clear a little bit this afternoon. Temps in the 50s. It is time to go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekends.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
I think Gavin and I might have texted a couple of times. Walmart was silent.
Yeah. It was weird. We're in a group text.
And he never responded to one text.
It's a couple things.
Because your text really didn't matter.
Well, it's rude. At least give us a thumbs up that we know you got our text.
Yeah, I got them. I was just like,
I was worried about you.
Why were you worried about me?
Well, you normally respond.
I know, but like they were.
I wasn't worried.
Pointless. Yeah, they weren't really texts that you really had to reply to.
Whatever. Anyway. All right. Peaks of the weekend. My peak. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've been searching for a lost item for a very long time.
Oh, your engagement ring?
Since March. No, I know where that is.
Oh.
No, but since March, I've wanted to do something, and I've been searching for this item, and I haven't been able to find it, and I finally found it. I found a guitar in my basement that I bought like 10 years ago at a yard sale for $10.
Nice.
Because I want to learn how to play. So the peak of my weekend was I found my guitar and I brought it in. It's right there.
I see it.
Gavin used to be in a band. And I want to just ask you, Gavin, would you tune my guitar and then teach me how to play?
Oh, wow. Well, tuning the guitar, that's an easy thing. That's the easy thing.
Come on. So one lesson.
Teaching you how to play
guitar. In the Duncan Music Lounge. One lesson, Duncan Music Lounge is all I ask.
I think I could. I can get you to play guitar. We can get a song going.
You think? You think?
We can do it.
Oh, my
Probably
God.
Within one session, I will teach you how to play guitar.
All right. Wow. Can we form a band? Do you want to do a band?
Well, let's not go too crazy now. Let's just try with a couple chords and we'll go from
Baby
there.
Steps.
But
the best part about this story is I found my guitar like late at night. It was like a Saturday night, 10 o'clock, down in the basement. Mr. Automotive, my fiance, goes, oh, my God, you found the guitar. And then he said to me, let me go get my harmonica and jug.
What, a jug?
I said, what? Who do I live with? He ran upstairs and came back down with a brand new harmonica and a jug and says he's always wanted to learn how to play harmonica.
Come on.
Is that bizarre or what? I know.
What's going on in Windsor?
Gonna get some spoons out. Yeah.
He did. I would say the peak of my weekend was finding that dusty old dirty guitar. I cleaned it up and I brought it in for Gavin to tune up for me.
So I can't wait.
That is my peak. Gavin, what's your peak?
So on Saturday, I actually went to a wedding, which I was going to go.
Wedding?
I think
Who's getting married?
Well, my cousin Jen got married to this great guy, Richie. We love him. He's amazing.
Yeah.
But last year, I was looking ahead. I was like, I had four weddings to go to this year, and all of them got canceled except for this one that got pushed back because of COVID.
Right.
So on Saturday, we went to the church. We didn't go to the reception just because it was just, you know, we want to make sure we're safe. But it was amazing just to get out and see a wedding and get those emotions again. It was the first wedding that we've been to since I got married last year. Oh, man, you know, just
Did they wear masks? Like, does the priest wear a mask?
The priest was wearing a mask. Everyone was wearing masks.
Oh, my gosh.
Even the bride and groom were wearing masks. Some, you know, during the pictures, they took them off. But it was just great to get out and see them get married and feel that love again.
Like, feel normal. Like, that's like a normal event.
It was normal. Everyone was very separated in the church and very social distant. But it was like a COVID wedding. It's interesting to go to.
I love it. All right. Walmart Jeff, what was your peak?
I mean,
we had great peaks. Yeah. What was your peak?
You guys had pretty good peaks. Peak for me would be playing men's league hockey last night.
Okay.
Oh. It was a boring weekend, and that was the highlight. I mean, the highlight wasn't even playing. The highlight was
drinking beer in the parking
lot. Before and after the game, drinking beers in the parking lot.
Before the game?
Should the goalie be drinking before the game? Like, I feel like that's really important to stop the puck.
On my team, the goalie, which is me, needs to have a few cocktails before and after the game. Once the fireball broke out last night, that's when I said, all right, boys, I am taking off.
All right. Did you win or lose?
We won.
Hey.
Yay.
Good for you. Good for
you. Can we get a photo of you in your goalie gear one of these days? You talk about it. I've never seen you in goalie gear.
No one's there to take
your
my
dudes.
Pictures. And I can't ask the guy sitting next to me, hey Bill, let me take
photo.
A picture of me. Courtney wants to see me in my hockey gear.
Well, I like that. You were out and about. You were active. That is a good peak. If you'd like to see photos of our peaks and add yours to the list, we'd love to know what you were up to all weekend. Just head over to the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Black Bear, Hot Girl Bummer, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney, Walmart Jeff, and Gavin, 624. And it's time for your junk, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah, and I didn't realize this until this morning. I guess there are Wi-Fi etiquettes that everyone must follow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the number one thing you should never do when you go to someone's house, Courtney.
Ask for their password. That annoys me. Don't come to my house and go, what's your password? Just pull up your phone. You don't need my password.
Yeah.
You're here. You're literally here. We're 6 feet away, and we're outside for a half an hour. You don't need my password.
Yeah, they're saying asking for someone's password while you're at their house is not the best thing to do. Because it shows that you're more interested in your phone and Facebook and social media than you are actually the person you're visiting.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Some other Wi-Fi etiquette. Never connect to someone's home Wi-Fi without asking them first.
Yep.
Let's see. What else? Oh, never hijack your neighbor's Wi-Fi, Gavin.
He doesn't.
I don't have any neighbors to even hijack
but
from.
But in the past.
In my apartment in Newington, I was able to get the person below me their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have to pay for anything. It was great.
Nice. And some other Wi-Fi etiquette. Don't ever give out the person's Wi-Fi code to anyone else.
Yeah, okay. So, you cannot be doing that. Not be doing that.
I have an issue giving out my Wi-Fi password, and I people ask me, like my in-laws or whatever, because they're at my house often.
Yeah,
and be like, hey, what's the password to your Wi-Fi? And I give them the wrong password.
Oh, must not be working.
Like three or four times, just to make it look like I'm giving effort into giving my password. Yes. But I really don't want to give my password.
Bad etiquette. Yes. Do not ask for it. All right. Hey, listen. Coming up, it is the first day of our great pumpkin smash. We've got pumpkins. We have got a sledgehammer. We've got a tarp. All you got to do is sign up because somebody today will be walking away with an Amazon Fire TV stick, a $100 Amazon gift card, and a KISS t-shirt. I didn't even know we had KISS t-shirts.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Yes, and you're getting one before us, but you got to sign up for the Great Pumpkin Smash. You can do it right now at kiss957.com. All of the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:40, time for your Hollywood report. Ed Sheeran's fans are going to go nuts. You're going to have a chance to buy his actual Lego house, among other items, at a charity auction his parents are putting together in their hometown. Most of the items up for bids were part of the Ed Sheeran Made in Suffolk exhibition, which rolled out at a museum last year. They're going to auction things off, including handwritten lyrics to his song Perfect, which I think is probably one of his best songs ever.
Really? Yeah.
I love that song. A ticket to Ed's first gig ever. And the Lego set he played with as a child. Proceeds from the auction go towards supporting young people in Ed's home country, including renovating playgrounds.
That's pretty cool.
Like, he's always giving back. I absolutely love it. More info on that auction, if you're a big Ed Sheeran fan, is on our blog. The way to Louis Capaldi's heart is through his stomach, and he proved that by taking part in an experiment that tried to match up singles through their favorite foods. So it was like a blind date.
Okay.
Louis tasted three dishes created by three mystery women. He decided his favorite dish was a plate of chicken nachos made by a girl named Megan.
Nice.
And then they had their date eating the nachos.
That's pretty cool.
And she looks adorable. I think they look good together. You can see his blind date on her blog as well. And finally, Katy Perry wants you to vote early. She filmed a public service announcement urging her fans to cast ballots before Election Day.
Voting has already started across the country, so I wanted to make sure all of you have your plan to vote early, too. And in most places, you can vote early by mail or vote early in person.
I love her. Listen, since day one of lockdown, which was March 16th, I remember the day, she has been working, pregnant, working, putting on gigs, urging people to vote. I mean, she has not stopped.
Yeah, it's too bad she hasn't.
Oh, I love her.
It was a lot of Katy Perry.
But I love it because there was nothing else, so you can always count on Katy Perry and Lizzo.
True.
You can see that PSA and more in all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:50. We're going to see spotty showers, a little bit of clearing in the afternoon, temps in the 50s. It is time for good news. If you've got good news and you want to share it, we would love to hear your good news. Please spread it. 860-247-9570. I've got good news for Target employees. They announced that they'll be giving $70 million in holiday bonuses to its employees for working on the front lines during the pandemic. The bonuses, after being divided, though, among 350,000 people, comes out to $200 an employee, which is still really good.
Yeah,
$200 holiday bonus.
Yeah,
I'll take that. And I just want to say thank you to Target employees because they really were there for us.
Yeah.
As well as other people that were working on the front line. You could count on them. You needed something, they were there.
That's right.
Do you think we're getting a holiday bonus?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea. We were abandoned.
We're
the only ones in the building at the moment, but good question, Walmart, Jeff. No, but anyway, good news for Target employees, and you guys deserve it. So thank you very much. Gavin, what's your good news?
So this is brand new research. Listen up, Walmart, Jeff. According to this, performing acts of kindness helps others and helps your own mental health and well-being.
Every time I do something good for somebody else, I feel great. I'm like on a high for hours.
Yeah. And here's just a few examples that can, you know, maybe a little act of kindness, like hold a door open for somebody, which I know Walmart Jeff has a hard time doing. Give an honest compliment, not a jerky one. Not a jerky compliment.
Not a jerky.
Thank someone maybe you appreciate. Be a good listener. He's a pretty good listener. And what I think would give you the most satisfaction is offer to help somebody out. Like, you helped me with my tires, my flat tires.
Yes.
That was a big one. Hopefully, you felt good.
But he was jerky while he was doing
it. He was a little
it.
Jerky, but, I mean, he was helping out.
And
so.
You still haven't given me that 30-pack of beer you promised.
Yeah, I got to get paid first. At the end of the month.
All right, Walmart Jeff, good news.
I have good news for a 56-year-old Detroit man. He accidentally bought two lotto tickets, and then he ended up winning two $1 million jackpots.
Oh, my! How did he accidentally buy them?
So what happened was he placed the same Mega Million numbers all the time.
Okay.
So he thought he was buying one ticket with the numbers he plays, but he was actually buying two. And the numbers he was playing hit for $1 million each.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
So he turned $4 into $2 million.
$2 million, $4 probably. Did you get your money back when
you
went?
I don't think so.
Anyway, that's great news for him. If you've got good news and you'd like to spread the word, we'd love to hear your good news. Call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart Jeff and Gavin. Spotty showers, slight clearing in the afternoon, temps in the 50s. It's time for Walmart Jeff's relationship tips.
Yeah, and I'm the only one in the room qualified to hand these tips out. I've been married for, I don't even know how long, 10, 12 years, 13 years,
you know
something
is,
like that.
You're qualified because you test the boundaries.
Yeah, I really do. Gavin, not so much. He's still, I mean, you'll always be in that lovey-dovey phase.
Yeah, we're still like newlyweds, right? I mean, a little over a year of marriage.
Yeah, you are.
And love Courtney, you're engaged. You're planning your fall wedding.
Exactly. Which, we've been planning the fall wedding for the last 10 falls.
Yep. COVID actually ruined this year's fall wedding. But Gavin, you don't know about these yet.
Yeah. All right.
And I don't know if you know this, but women have a tendency to overreact to certain situations.
Really? Okay. Tell me more.
So I have a few don't tell mom moments that you can share with your kids.
So you do this often. You'll tell Cash or Madison, don't tell mom.
Yeah,
don't
when we mom. Do okay. something, whether it would... Okay. Yeah. So I'll do something. I'll be like, okay, this is one of those don't tell your mother moments. Yeah.
Have they ever said, hey, mom, dad told me not to tell you this, but...
My son Cash is horrible.
They rat you out.
Yeah, when it comes to telling a secret. So here are some don't tell mom moments.
Okay.
Letting your 6-year-old son drive your truck. When you do that, you say, hey, Cash, don't tell mom.
Is he sitting in your lap and you're just in your yard? My dad used to do that.
Usually I'm driving on my street. I'll pull over on Route 16 in East Hampton.
No, he does not. Don't say that. You're going to get in trouble. That's endangerment.
He'll unbuckle himself from his car seat.
No,
he'll sit in my lap. And I do the gas and the brakes.
I know.
He does the steering.
Yeah.
Okay. Some other don't tell your mom moments. Burning brush in the backyard. My wife is worried about me setting the forest on fire.
Well, there was a drought, so I feel like that shouldn't be done at all, but go ahead.
Some other don't tell mom moments, making homemade firecrackers with the kids.
How would you? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you either, Courtney.
That's not good.
No, but we
shouldn't teach them that.
We make small little explosives and we bring them in the woods and we light them on fire.
Explosives with your kids.
That's ridiculous.
And we just blow some holes
up. It's definitely a don't tell mom moment.
And the last don't tell your mom, spilling two $8 beers all over your daughter because you didn't want to put your beer in jeopardy when your daughter was falling down the stairs.
Oh my God.
We had an escalator moment, my daughter and I.
An escalator moment?
Yeah, she was like 7 years old, 8 years old, and I just figured she knew how to use an escalator, and she didn't know because she had never been on one before.
Well, where were you when you were in an escalator drinking a beer?
We were at a concert. And
what kind of concert are you with your 6-year-old daughter in an escalator?
No, we were going down the stairs, the escalator.
Okay.
And she didn't move, and I spilled two beers all over her. It was one of the worst moments.
Don't tell your mom. Don't tell mom.
Don't tell her why you smell like hops and you're soaking wet. That's nice. All right, coming up, it is 7-Eleven. We've got your chance to win an Echo Dot and qualify for an overnight stay at Foxwoods. Be listening to win at 8:10.